A statewide grand jury in Massachusetts Wednesday indicted 13 Springfield police officers and one former officer on charges stemming from a 2015 assault on four men. Six of the officers had been previously charged with committing the off-duty assault that prosecutors said followed a disagreement in a bar. The additional defendants were indicted on various charges of attempting to cover up the details of the assault. Reacting to the fresh indictments Wednesday, Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno in a statement said he is, quote, very disappointed and angry, unquote. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Springfield City Councilor Orlando Ramos, who chairs the Public Safety Committee.
Well, once again, the city of Springfield finds itself in the unfortunate position where, the men and women that we trust with providing public safety in our community violate the trust of the people of our community. It's always disappointing to see these things happen. It's even more disappointing to see the number of people that were involved in this alleged cover-up.
The commissioner, the acting police commissioner, has said that she'll pursue discipline now. Again, this case is 4 years old, almost 4 years old, coming up in next month. Given the length of time that this has been around, you have confidence in the acting police commissioner and that she'll follow through with this and indeed try to discipline these officers?
Well, I'm hopeful that she will. I'm hopeful that she'll do everything that she can within her authority to ensure that these officers are brought to justice for the violations that they've committed. I'm hopeful that the legal system will play its course and bring those officers to justice that have broken the law. But again, this just points to the fact that we need reform within the Springfield Police Department. We need reform in terms of the investigatory process for police misconduct, and we need a new system. And that's why I've always pushed for a reform in the current system, and why I'm pushing for reforms in the IAU unit.
The Police Community Relations Committee, which you appointed when you were City Council President, they held several meetings around the city, took input from residents. They issued a report. Talk a little bit about what they found, and does any of that address the current situation that we're dealing with in the Springfield Police Department?
Well, one of the major things that the committee highlighted was the fact that the residents of the city of Springfield did not have very much confidence in the process of filing a complaint against a police officer. They did not have a lot of confidence in the fact that, the officer that they were complaining about would be brought to justice or be brought to any form of discipline. And a lot of that led to cases and incidents being unreported. If folks don't have confidence in the system, then they're not very likely to report an incident.
What can be done to instill more confidence in the system so people people will come forward?
We need a system that's more transparent. We need a system that is, more open to the public, more transparent in terms of the actual process. And we have to be more aggressive in pursuing these cases that are reported and pursuing discipline for those officers that have violated the policy, that have broken the law. This Nathan Bills case doesn't help. The Greg Bigda incidents don't help. We've got to make sure that we put a process in place that will bring officers and bring more transparency to the process of disciplining officers.
How do you go about repairing the reputation of the Springfield Police Department? This news of these indictments obviously isn't isolated to Springfield. The stories, all over the nation, really. So how do you go about repairing the damage that's been done here?
Well, I think it's a multi-step process. We have to look at bringing cameras to the city of Springfield, which we are in the process of doing.
You're talking about body-worn cameras.
Body-worn cameras for police officers is a good start. That will clarify a lot of the he said, she said sort of incidents and allegations. We have to prove to people that we are trying to do whatever we can to change the current system. We can't continue with the status quo. Status quo is not working for people. It's not working for public trust. And so we have to take the necessary steps to bring change. And that, you know, that includes changing the current system of investigating police officers.